funeral attendant? No. I've just known him as a mortician.
Okay. And then the thing that they drive, what would you call that? Those Cadillac station wagons.
Limousines.
Mm-hmm. Would you call anything else?
You're not talking about where they put the body in.
Mm-hmm.
The body?
Yeah, that they drive to the...
I can't recall the name that it's used for. But I just always refer to it as an ambulance because it's shaped like an ambulance.
Have you all often thought, why they send out an ambulance that's shaped like one of those? I think they're trying to tell you something. Not that you're laying down, just stay there, you know?
No, I got to get up. Let me sit up.
Okay. Wait, would you ever call it a hearse?
Thank you, doll. You know what? I was thinking, but have you seen this picture, I Pass for White?
Tell me about it.
The reason why I asked was because at the end, girl mother was a black maid. And nobody knew it. And when the mother died, she told them how she wanted to be buried. She wanted a big hearse to put a casket in. She was working with some rich white person. Lana Turner played in it. Mm-hmm. Lana Turner. And when you said hearse, that's the first thing that came to my mind. That movie, she was going down the street hollering, mother. She looks just like a white person, a pure white person. But nobody knew that she was black. All of her friends and she even had a boyfriend. She even married a white fella. And she was so scared when she had the baby and she came out of it. The first thing she hollered, is he black? But she thought that the baby was going to come out, black. And she disowned her mother and everything. But mind you, the rich lady, Lana Turner, she was a rich lady. She also had a daughter. Same age as a black maid's daughter, which is Lana Turner's daughter. That Lana Turner daughter just went crazy over this maid, because this maid took more time, Lana Turner's daughter, than Lana Turner did herself, mm-hmm. with her own daughter. And, the whole family just crazy about it, crazy about the maid. But it just hurt the mother so that her daughter tried to disown her. And did the song, because she was, because her mother was black, and she resented having a black mother. I don't know, just touching, man, because, you can visualize, and someone like a kid said, "Mommy, you always crying, stop crying." But you see, but I put myself in that particular situation, trying to put my feet in their shoes, how would I react, what would I do, all this stuff just going through my mind before, tears coming, the kids be looking, "She's going to get my mom, she's crying." I say, "Yeah, but you're going to leave me alone." But I think when that part, I think the part that really got next to everybody, they showed that movie about 50 million times on TV. When one of the spiritual singers, Mahalia Jackson, I don't know if you heard of her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mahalia Jackson also was in the movie. But it was just that one scene when, they had a funeral in this big, beautiful church. And Mahalia Jackson came out with a beautiful spiritual song. Oh, man. All of a sudden, you hear everybody in the movie. I mean, literally, boo-hooing. You hear me? I mean, boo-hooing. And then when they flick the lights on in the movie, you see everybody know.
Everybody should have tried to dry their eyes real quick.
I'm wiping their eyes real quick and watching, see who was watching, who cried, But that movie was really something else, man. It was, very touching. And it said a lot.